love them or hate them, Beats are really earning themselves a second look. Beets have long been recognized as one of the most nutritious vegetables. Could beets enhance the heart's ability to deliver oxygen-carrying blood, reduce blood sugar and blood pressure levels, or possibly even increase your energy and endurance? Today's show is going to introduce you to yet another all-star power supplement brand new in the Eden's Essentials line. I'm Charisse Parton, and this is Return to Eden. Everybody, today's show is going to be so informative about our new product to the Eden's Essentials line. So I want to get right in and introduce who's with me. With me today in the Return to Eden studio is a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and product development manager for professional grade supplement and body care line, Eden's Essentials. Welcome, Daniel Belt.
Thank you, Charisse. Appreciate it.
Also joining the conversation is a board-certified holistic health practitioner, a professional fitness and nutrition specialist, COO of Skywatch TV, and author of best-selling books, including the internationally acclaimed book, Time Bomb. Welcome, Joe Horn.
Hi, Charisse.
Hey,
hey everybody.
Welcome. Okay, so I am absolutely captivated about the buzz around beets. So we just recently launched a fermented beet. Is that right, Daniel?
Yep. That's correct. It's one of the ones that I feel, I mean, I think all of our supplements are really good. And we've really kind of tried to curate them where they have the right place. And we're expanding. We're really expanding.
Right.
We just can't even move fast enough, really, you know, with blood sugar, heart issue, just a variety of stuff. But
sure.
We all know, it, at least within our inner circle, that I just love fermentation.
Yeah.
Right. I think our mushrooms are the greatest thing ever.
We have fermented mushrooms.
Yeah,
fermented beets.
Yeah.
Right.
Fermented turmeric and ginger.
Right.
The beets are just an absolute powerhouse, and there's nowhere near enough time to even begin to discuss how truly beneficial it is. And so, but we're going to try to unpack that and hopefully create a bit of
a
guideline.
I was going to ask you, why was it so important for you to bring this to our line?
Well, it's evidence-based, it's research-based science. It's like, so when you look at the effects, they're so profound and such a direct addressment of what we're really struggling with in the United States. And in the world larger as they become more industrious and whatever.
Sure.
But like, we are really struggling with some of the things you mentioned, like blood sugar, insulin resistance, cardiovascular disease, brain function.
Right.
And just, and so beets are one of the greatest like function areas in which for it to give us those things.
Wow.
And just to kind of give you an idea, beets are actually relatively low in calorie as to the nutrition that's given. And our beets are fermented. There's nothing else in it, just fermented. So just to kind of recap for those who aren't aware, whenever you ferment a fiber, it changes it. So there's these structures, fibers, chitins, where the bacteria literally metabolizes the fiber, and it does that, it unlocks all the potential that's inside. So if you go and just eat powdered beets, it is not going to be the same as eating fermented beets. There's a fair portion in there that you actually, your body's not going to be able to get through in order to unlock all of its potential.
Okay.
I've got a brief list here just because it's so much, but some of the things that this provides, which is enzymes, and that's a broad spectrum of enzymes, things that break down sugars and proteins and different starches. It's a probiotic in itself. So because of its fermentation process, it's loaded with good bacteria that then goes in and becomes a part of your body's ecology and to prove its overall function. It's prebiotic and postbiotic, so it's helping out laying the groundwork for the bacteria to do its work, and then the byproduct of its work, which is the postbiotic, provides a lot of immense benefit that you cannot get without this process and with that bacterial relationship. In addition, it's loaded with vitamins, minerals, folate, iron, zinc, magnesium, potassium, copper, phosphorus, vitamin C, vitamins A, boron, lutein, zeaxanthin.
Boy, it's packed.
Yeah, it's loaded with antioxidants like alpha-lipoic acid. It's loaded with amino acids, phytochemicals, polyphenols, flavonoids, carotenoids. I could go on and on. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
So to say that.
And it's a lot of stuff that we don't get in our food supply today.
Wow.
Which is why you see so much cardiovascular on the rise issues. Blood pressure medications being distributed like
younger
cotton candy.
Younger and younger people.
Yeah, and younger and younger people with insulin resistance.
Yeah.
You know, kids today with diabetes.
Yeah.
Which, when I was a kid, you thought of diabetes as something that your grandpa might have.
Yeah, somebody born with it.
Yeah, but a child.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's tied to so many conditions, which is kind of on the second part of what we really want to talk about here, which is like, well, what does this really address? And it addresses vast amounts. And so one of the most common...
Well, each one of the things you just said, you're skipping over folate and phosphorus. Like each one of those is a methyl donor. And we're not going to get into the seven-week series today on what methylation is, but basically your body can't store, use, convert, or absorb nutrition properly without those methyl donors and cofactors.
Yeah.
So beets, you've got these beets up here on stage. Like, what does this one vegetable do? How about 10 million different things, right? Yeah. You can't even quantify
it. I mean, to your point, and that's why I wanted to have a whole program dedicated to just the one thing, because if we were just to talk about vitamin A, C, E, and selenium.
Right.
Like, and what that means, you have no immunity with that stuff. There's just much.
I know, like you said the word selenium, and I'm thinking, hey, we're doing a show now on selenium and prostate health.
Yes. Right.
Pulling out heavy metals. Yeah. So many men have these inflamed prostate issues, and selenium is one of the most important metal toxicity buildup. So detoxers. It's like
it addresses actually prostate, sexual health, all these on a vast array. So let me just read off the list of just the ones that I decided to list, and then we'll riff a bit on all of the on where these things connect, because a lot of it's going to connect for you, because you know a fair amount about these things. But you're really actually coming to your knowledge of beets. And so you'll see how much this is tied together.
Well, it's exciting for the viewers at home to understand what our product has in it, what it can do for them.
Right.
So just to name a few, it's tied to immunity, blood pressure.
That's huge.
Blood sugar, endurance in athletics, but that's also work endurance, nitric oxide, and this would be tied to what people have to take when they're having heart attacks, because this actually creates the same thing that you pop the nitrous for.
Or if they have blood pressure issues, and they're carrying this little capsule thing with nitric oxide around in their pocket.
Yes, so they don't die.
Right.
It matters.
Gosh.
And so what it does for actually lowering, it has a direct lowering of blood pressure, because the nitric oxide is flowing through the blood, causing dilation of the vascular system. Mitochondria, which is what produces all the power for our cells throughout the body. Blood flow, cardiovascular health, BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factors, basically the way that the brain makes neurons.
Slow down, say that one more time. Brain?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Brain-derived neurotrophic factors. And this is basically, and I'm not going to try to unpack this here, but how our brain ages, how it develops neurological connections, how memory, acuity, retention.
It's almost
we can talk about just that one thing.
Right.
Till tomorrow.
It's almost like God knew better than we did why he put certain things in food, right?
Almost.
Before we came along through science and improved everything, right?
You know, almost.
Modified. Or made it more. Yeah.
Almost.
We're being facetious, of course.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Well, let me continue. So neuroplasticity.
Yeah.
And that's, again.
Memory.
Yes, memory and tight brain connections, all this stuff. Aging, stress. Lack of sunshine, because
that's
again,
huge.
Which the common phrase is, oh, we go outside for vitamin D to get sunshine. Well, vitamin D controls between 800 and 1,000 gene expressions just by itself, and there's literally 1,000 other things going on when you're in the sun. Those red spectrum light penetrates through the skin, and it turns on and off the switches in your body. Mm. Beets have an effect in similar facets.
Wow.
Cholesterol, again, inflammation, brain health, cancer. Like, there's actually strong ties between what's called betalains, which is like a category of things, and it's ties to cancer. Eye health, liver health, phase 2 detoxification of the liver, stroke, skin health, hair, digestion, oxygenation, kidney health, and sexual and reproductive health. And those are just the ones I picked. Any one of those, we don't have enough time to talk about today.
Exactly.
But you can kind of see.
Right.
Again, this is actual God's plan,
right?
You know, is that we have these things at hand, and thank God for science, which is just all our observations of his law, you know,
or it should be.
It should be, to your point about why we know better. And I say the fermentation of beets, this is ancient.
Wow.
Like, this isn't new,
or
the fermentation of mushrooms or anything. This is an ancient art and a science, and its culture and our culture, I say that and I can't help but nerd out about it, because it's actually a bacterial living culture. And as we take in the variety of these things, like, for example, with the mushrooms, with the beets, with some of these other factors. That diversity of fiber leads to a diversity of bacteria, and that's what crowds out bad bacteria.
Right.
That's what crowds out the kinds of yeasts and molds and these things, cytoplasmic things, that where it summons other bad stuff to it. These gotcha. Cytokine
right.
storms,
oh,
you know,
wow.
and things like
that. About,
yeah.
yeah,
right.
With and, viruses and things.
Yeah, no, I apologize. We're not going to pack cytokines right now. But you know what I'm saying? There's just so right. many, there's real ties between how blood passes through the brain barrier to how the neurons are connected
yeah.
to how the ATP right. within your mitochondria is being developed to drive the energy of the heart
yeah.
right. so you can have proper...
Let's get to that energy in just a second. We're going to have to take
Sorry,
a break, Daniel. No, it's exciting.
Now.
It's very. Aren't you, you guys excited?
You got him on beats.
I know.
You knew what you did when you set this show up.
Total nerd out. But yeah. we will be right back with some more information for you on how these beats are going to affect your life.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now. Trouble with digestion, diabetes, chronic fatigue, hormone imbalances, depression, autoimmune disease, and more. The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of vitally important nutrition. It is well established that the food we eat today has but just a fraction of the nutrition it once carried. Over the last 6 decades, there has been an alarming fall in nutrient density across the board, from fruits and vegetables to meat, dairy and eggs, due to soil depletion and intensive agricultural growing and harvesting methods. This means that less and less key nutrients like riboflavin, thiamine, niacin, fiber, copper, vitamin E, and phosphorus, just to name a few, are present in what we eat. What's worse, almost all of our food is laden with poisonous herbicides, pesticides, and antibiotics, which destroy our body's microbiome, the health of our digestive tracts, where 80% of our immune system resides. In short, it means that we're not being nourished properly. And when you add the constant exposures to toxic chemicals we were never meant to ingest, our bodies are destined for the rise of disease and dysfunction. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? At Eden's Essentials, we provide the absolute best and cleanest nutrient-dense whole food supplements and personal care products on the market, derived directly from non-genetically modified foods grown from clean soil, free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest quality nutrition possible. So what is the Eden's Essentials difference? Well, many supplements on the market are packaged, labeled, and presented as healthy or even organic. But under the microscope, the ingredients may tell a different story. From expensive products being nutritionally void of what is advertised on the label, or using synthetic vitamins that our bodies struggle to absorb, to containing the same pesticides and herbicides we've already mentioned being used on foods, it's difficult to know what products are actually safe or as advertised. At Eden's Essentials, our products undergo a series of the most complete and rigorous raw material tests in the industry to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality bioabsorbable nutrition possible. We take pride in offering the most nutritionally dense supplements and the purest personal hygiene products available today. Our desire is to help serve the needs of everyday people so that they can achieve the highest degree of health possible. From our full-spectrum, immunity-boosting fermented mushrooms, some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition, to our 100% fermented organic whole beetroot powder for cardiovascular support, and our special Eden's blood sugar support for assisting proper insulin regulation, you can nourish your body like never before. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. Experience for yourself the Eden's Essentials difference and join the Eden's family. Visit edensessentials.com today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I had to stop, Daniel, but I want you, something that I have read about with the beets that's exciting to me, because a lot of people at home, some of us are run, go, do, and about 2 o'clock we just start to fade away.
Right.
You know? What's something that this is really good for as far as energy that I've been hearing about?
Without trying to unpack way too much, mitochondria, which are kind of considered the energy factory of our cells, it's the aspect that our body converts energy for, that drives pretty much everything, from your heartbeats to brain function.
The mitochondria is what I call them to my grandbabies.
Yeah. I mean, it's directly tied to energy from a bioelectric perspective, because people don't really think about the fact that we're bioelectric. No, I mean, we run on electricity and other stuff, but like, that's the moat by which it operates. But that in turn drives for example, it's like vascular dilation dilating the lungs to open them up to get more oxygen. We're pneumatic. We run on liquid and oxygen pressure. And that's what delivers, again, that bevy of minerals and vitamins. The A, the C, the E, the zinc, and that, which, again, it was tied to these methylation pathways, which makes everything happen. And so it causes that action. Let me step back just a bit.
Yeah.
What it really does best is lift up the base constitution of a human being.
Okay.
You know, it literally reaches to the most base things that actually make a human body go, which I need energy for functioning. I need these minerals.
A lot of stuff that's not in our soil or in our food.
Right. And we're just not getting
minerals.
Yeah.
Right. And detoxification.
Yes.
Everything that keeps the liver producing healthy bile for digestion and all of those things.
Literally, it would take hundreds of hours just to describe these things, because as it ties to the gallbladder and as bile production, things like it, if food is just sitting in your stomach, you will be tired.
Sure.
That's right.
Because the body has just to take energy. It takes energy to metabolize food. After they eat, they get tired. It's because the body's stopping the production of energy and starting the digestion of food.
And they feel that post-lunch dump.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of like Star Trek, you know, like, we route all power to the shields, you know, like, and it does. It shoots over here, because actually if that food then sits in there, and it does for a lot of people because their metabolism is so slow, it then ferments, but not in a good way.
Right, in a bad way.
A bad way. And that's just bile.
Which is where you start getting into acid reflux, indigestion, burping up. You know, and having to swallow, and it's very gross, and it's painful.
Sure.
And people start, you know, esophageal issues, and then they're going in for upper GI scopes.
All kinds of things.
But we had a really clever, I told her I was going to take credit for it, but we had a really clever question during the break from one of the guests today. Lynn Williams is in house today. And she said, you know, people maybe watching the show want to know how to take this product. And it's a great question, because, you know, I take for granted because I use it every day.
Is
it a capsule? Is it a powder?
Right.
You know, how is this delivered? Well, when you pull the lid off this thing, you'll see that it's a powder, and there's a little scoop inside.
Right.
Now, this can be done with a smoothie.
Yeah.
You can take one level scoop, and like Lynn said, put it in some yogurt.
Yeah.
Or if you have an aversion to yogurt, maybe applesauce.
Yeah.
I take it with my mushrooms and with my bone collagen and all the other things that I do. And what I call a smoothie, but it's not like you're thinking with a little tropical umbrella and it tastes like pineapples.
There's nothing
frozen in it. And what I describe as a smoothie, but it's basically just a bunch of nutrition that I put together because it's good for me.
Well, we do it with, I have like frozen organic blueberries and just a really clean coconut water. And then we do our fermented mushrooms and the fermented beets.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The drink I have every single day, which is the same. It's the fermented beets. It's the term. You see me walking around. People always wonder what it is.
Big jar. He's got his little jar of whatever.
And it's beets and turmeric and the fermented mushrooms.
Yeah.
And then also I squeeze like a fresh lemon in it. I put a little of our zinc in it as well. And then I actually put some kombucha, and that actually, I think it's utterly delicious. It's just a very energizing drink.
It's like a gut hero drink.
It really is, and it gets me through the whole morning.
And what people don't know, and we're not going to get into this, but Daniel, at one time, man, your health was literally shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when Daniel's talking about what it does to his vitality and his energy, like he didn't come in already a fitness guru and, you know, giving me that little 2% nudge. Like some of the stuff that Daniel and I take of our own product.
Yeah.
Like the mushrooms and the beets, it is so substantial and so palpable.
Yeah.
That you feel the difference immediately when you miss a day or something,
Toby,
like if you're traveling
or
whatever.
I had that discussion last night because I was talking to him about what, you know, we were going to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
And he has noticed a marked improvement in his stamina and his energy, because he does hard physical labor.
Yeah.
And so at our age, it's important to have some stamina and some energy when you don't, you know, you get up in the morning, you're like, oh, wow, that hurts. What happened?
Right.
You know, so for him to say that to me unsolicited was huge.
Yeah.
With just a few minutes left, though, I want to say something else about not just our beets, but our mushrooms, all of our products, actually.
Yeah.
There's this term that some people may have heard flashed on social media. It's really on its face, it sounds like pretty easy to understand, this phrase bioabsorbable.
Right.
And but I want to spend just a minute and talk about our products being fermented and why they are basically still within the nutritional context that God meant for our bodies to actually absorb and utilize
and
nutrients.
Correctly, yeah.
Let's say there are products on the market that have been synthesized.
Mm-hmm.
These are vitamins. They've scientifically synthesized or created isolates. They are removed from the cofactors in food that God meant for them to contain when you swallow them and then you absorb and then you utilize them.
Right.
So you'll see a bottle with X number of dollars on it, and it looks like maybe you get tons and tons of milligrams over on this brand, more so than this brand.
Right.
And isn't this one, since it's lower priced, and I get 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, versus this product. But if it's not bioabsorbable, then basically you're just wasting it down the toilet.
Yeah.
The proverbial toilet or the literal toilet. You're just wasting it. Your body can't cope with it. It's not going to use it. It's a burden to the liver. It just discards. It purges what excess it can't go in and break down. And then your body has what are called cofactors. Let's say you had a reserve of some of the cofactors that actually matched part of the puzzle with a particular nutrient.
Yeah.
And it allowed you to absorb it for a short stint because through previous nutrition, it's sitting on some of the cofactors required to now receive this nutrient.
Yeah.
But when you blow through those reserves, you'll see what we call a diminished return where, man, this product used to get me up.
My
immune system used to. Yeah. But now I take it and I feel either nothing or I feel tired or whatever. Is this making just really broad stroke general sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So all of the products, and Daniel, you can talk about this too if you want, but all of the Eden's Essentials products, because they are grown in clean soil, free of pesticides, herbicides,
that's important.
Biosediments, from clean soil that was enriched to have the actual ecology required to then grow a healthy vegetable to start with, when you eat it, especially in its fermented form, your body doesn't have to labor to receive it.
Yeah,
it's just swallow and then watch what your body does with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%.
Rather than toil with synthetic, or pesticide-laden liver detoxers that are actually worsening your condition.
Exactly.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Oh,
to summarize, that's the entourage effect, which is so much the basis of what we're trying to do here, which is the entourage is like, it's our entourage that makes it work, not the one thing that makes it work. So we get it in its complete state, like complete forms of vitamin C.
Right.
And it's coming in the package in which it's meant to. Like, because again, there's nothing in here but beets. So all that stuff is actually arranged by design to be the way that it is so that we can have that nutrition. And you had mentioned earlier about for me too, I wasn't always this way. I mean, and I was in my late 20s before I ever started to really understand what was going on. And I was exhausted every single day. I'd sleep 14 hours and wake up completely exhausted.
Right.
Have nothing on any day. And
this is post-military and a lot of drugs used recreationally and just a lifestyle that tore you apart.
Yeah, yeah. Bad, horrific food and lifestyle choices.
Nerve damage. From the military and things that are way above just, the recreational drugs and stuff.
Right, right. But even so, I mean, I'm approaching 50 and I used to live on stimulants and things like that. And it would pick me up, but I didn't realize, that's all wavelengths. What goes up must come down.
That's right.
And so if you keep picking it up all the time, eventually it will just force you down and you'll have no way out because it's stimulated and not nourished.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
Now
that's a huge
I don't,
difference.
Provided I'm doing what I need to, I don't ever flag for energy. When they tell you, it's just as you get older.
And you're more active.
Oh, yeah.
So when you say he's got the energy to do it, you're also kind of manufacturing some of that stamina through activity.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So you can't live sedentarily and then expect a reserve of energy just to come upon you because of a supplement.
There's no way that could ever happen.
Right, exactly.
There's a trinity about it, and which is you have to be active, you have to sleep, and you have to be nourished. That's the three things that matter to humans.
Well, Daniel, with just a couple of minutes left on the clock, I want to ask you one last thing. So what could you impress upon our viewers about this incredible new product that you would want them to take away from today's conversation?
Well, we've talked about a bevy of, different things that it can address, anywhere from cholesterol, blood pressure, memory, a whole host of things. I won't relitigate on that.
Energy.
I would actually go back to the previous statement I made about it raising the base constitution of a human being.
Your overall,
meaning because healthy people should do this.
I believe if
healthy people do things like this, and really with the foundation of good nutrition, good sleep, peace in your life, spiritual orientation,
exercise.
Where God, these things are in your life, this is one of the best tools you could ever have, because it's going to go out. You don't even have to, and this is true about the premise of redemption and healing, is you don't have to necessarily know what's wrong. You more have to know what's right.
Wow.
And so, like, even if you don't understand some of the things of why this might negatively impact you and maybe not even see how it connects to you today, it certainly is, and it certainly does. And you don't have to be perfect, kind of back to what you're saying,
right.
Go throughout your whole life and bring a whole new one. Don't. One thing at a time. There it's not a race. We got the rest of our life. We don't need to be perfect. Yeah. We just need to be better. And this is one of the best products for addressing the most array of issues. If not tied with the mushrooms, it might be tied. But it's so broad spectrum on so many levels.
That I take them both.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do every single day.
Our family.
Why not take them both?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. For sure.
So that's what I would impress, is that, like, hopefully we do our best to engender trust and transparency where they can trust our judgment.
Yeah.
Because I don't want everybody to have to learn all this stuff. I like it because I'm a nerd, but it's not useful for a lot of people. It's too much.
It's too much.
And so, which is God's wisdom. He's like, I know, like, I cannot reveal to you. This is just a beat.
Right.
I don't know,
Earth, the universe.
Of all the creation and the universe. Yeah, how could we even fathom the complexities of it? But that's kind of my thing. He gives us the gift of observation and the minds in order to ascertain, just to go back to figure out what they knew before they started measuring everything.
Well, Daniel, Joe, thank you guys both so much for being here today. I'm Charisse Parton. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. Eat better, feel better, live better. We'll learn more together next time on Return to Eden.
Hi there, I'm Brie Graffio with Eden's Essentials, and I'm here today with Daniel Belt, and we're going to talk to you today about our Eden's Fermented Turmeric and Ginger. Daniel, what can you tell us about our product today?
Yeah, so first, what turmeric is for. It has many properties outside of being just delicious. It is a common spice, but it's typically used for proper inflammatory responsing. It's good for cardiovascular health. It's good for the liver. It has shown benefits to helping out with blood sugar as well. So it really addresses a variety of issues that are common today.
That's so great. Is there anything that you can tell us about what makes our formulation great and different from other formulations?
Sure. Turmeric works very well specifically with ginger, so that it's also in it. And then, again, a big asset to our products in specific, which is a common theme here, which is fermentation is king.
Absolutely.
It's fermented, and when we put it through that process, it unlocks the nutrients that are in the spices in order to make them more bioavailable to us. And in that process, other nutrients are created as well that provide a wide range of nutritional benefits and health benefits across the board. And that would be the main reasons that it's really good.
Absolutely. I agree. Thank you. Now, you could go to the grocery store and start to incorporate some organically grown turmeric and ginger, or of course, you can call us at 1-800-652-7168 or order online. And of course, if you have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@edensessentials.com. Thank you.